98.4 Capital FM. And everyone knows, if you do not know me by now, you know that my favorite thing to do is to get a man in a beautiful suit and make him feel very, very uncomfortable. I love that part of my job, and today is like no other. It's my Easter treat. I have not one, but two men in two beautiful suits, and they already look uncomfortable, so I'm happy. But in all seriousness, they are boss men. Bossman Demtings. I have Ross Evans, the CEO, and Dr. Joseph Kititu, the MD of Hemingway's Group. Way. That's a little bit fancy, boys. Hi.
Morning.
And they're just like, oh, gosh. Are you nervous?
Not really, no. Does it make it better if we're two married men?
No, that actually ups the stakes for me. That's just a challenge. That's like a roadblock that I love. But I love that you preface that. Don't worry. I saw you you polished your ring extra hard this morning. That's fine. But I'm a single girl in Nairobi, boys, so that means nothing. Rings are just jewelry. They're just accessories. No, but let me ask you this. First of all, you're here to talk about luxury travel. I like the word luxury. I love the word travel. Let's start here. Ross, favorite place in the country to go to and why? Go.
It's going to be a recent addition or recent change. So over the weekend, I drove through Save West from Amboseli on the way to the coast. Saw a beautiful lion over the lava fields and also a pack of wild dogs. So it's a recent addition, but Save West was amazing.
Oh, Shwaz, I slept on my sofa for 4 days, and this is what people are doing in the world. Okay, next, Dr. Joseph Kititu. First of all, are you travel or what?
No, I'm a doctor of philosophy, basically.
Shut up, you aren't. Are you? Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay, fine. And now you are an MD of Hemingway's.
Yes, you are.
Hemingway's Group, okay?
Hemingway's Travel.
Yes. So, favorite place in the country to go to and why?
Yeah, my favorite place to have been and really liked it is Amboseli.
Okay.
Happened to get there, and what shocked me was to meet elephants on the way. Had I been trained on how to handle elephant on the road, and I bumped on elephants on the road?
No.
What was going to happen with the kids? It's only God who knows. But I made my way through it.
Amboseli is a brilliant day trip to go to from Nairobi, but I love those answers. Now, we've already got someone messaging from Papua New Guinea who says, boss man is a very common name here, so keep harassing those boys. I will keep harassing these boys, but we will take a little bit of a break so they can breathe and I can watch them squirm. We'll be right back, 98.4 Capital FM. That's fine. We play all sorts here, 98.4 Capital FM, and I love learning. I love learning, and it's always a learning day here in studio on Capital FM. And I have two married men. They asked me to say that. They're really super nervous. That's fine. Two married men here, but they are edumacating me because I was telling them about the last time I traveled. It's been so long since I've traveled, even before COVID. This is what happened to me. I Googled cheapest form of transport. I clicked. Now you click through three pop-ups. Then you click through three different websites to then get to the offer. Then I didn't read the fine print. Then I realized it was at, what was it? It was at 1 a.m., this travel.
You got the date wrong.
I didn't even get the date wrong. I got there, but I couldn't. No one wanted to drive me there at like 12 o'clock to now check it. I'm not going to tell you more details, but it was really depressing. I'm a contact lens wearer. I'm now traveling at 1 a.m., a seven-hour layover in between. It was horrendous. For people like me, I need help, and that is the help that you're giving. Who are you, and why should I come to you for help? You're not a therapist, I know.
Thank you. Yes, we are not therapists. We are experts in travel.
Okay.
So we come from Hemingway's Travel. Hemingway's Travel basically is a rebranded name of Express Travel Group, which has been in existence for 65 years. So what that means is that we have mastered this business of travel. So travel is not what what you went through is not what we do. And I really sympathize with you because we give expertise service on travel with a touch and value for money.
Now, of course, Hemingway's has this weight the name Hemingway's. Everyone I've encountered, even overseas at school, they were like, oh, Hemingway, I was in Kenya once. I went to Hemingway's. It's like, it's this beautiful, beautiful place. Hemingway's for me is, of course, the property in Waitamu. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I always kind of look over the fence and I'm like, ah. And you've expanded your portfolio recently. There is, of course, the Hemingway's in Karen, Nai. Best high tea, by the by. Beautiful fountains. It feels like you're somewhere else. But you also have a property in the Mara.
Yeah, that's right. So that's Hemingway's collection. So that's our hospitality business, which has been sort of going now for over 10 years. And now we're just bringing in our travel side under the Hemingway's umbrella. So it's exciting times as we come out of COVID. We see lots of opportunity with people wanting to travel. The whole theories of lots of pent-up demand, we see that in our business, and we're very excited about the way forward.
So you're seeing that guys have been itching to get away from reality for these past 2 years, and they haven't been able to travel. So now people are like, just take me anywhere.
Yeah, not take you anywhere. Take you to great places with good value for money. Again, people don't want to waste their hard-earned money. But consider this. So a stat for you. You said you wanted to learn. Mm. Oxford Economics predicts 13 out of the 20 fastest growing cities in Africa are in East Africa.
Nice.
So that is a significant opportunity for a travel business. And that's why we're investing further in our travel business.
Nice. Where are you taking me?
Well, first off, we will not take you to Google.
No.
Or anything like that. We'll pick you up at your house or at your office if you wish.
Okay.
With a beautiful Hemingway's vehicle. We'll take you, I don't know where you want to go, maybe to Wilson Airport for a Safarilink flight.
Yeah.
And maybe we could take you to Diani for the weekend, a bit of R&R. Although the weather hasn't been so good over the Easter holiday.
I don't care. That's fine.
But nice and quiet now as people go back to school. So if you need a break, then potentially Diani.
So you're not just for Russian supermodels. You're also in the domestic market. You're gonna hook me up as well.
Yeah, very much so. So Hemingway's, I think, in our hospitality business, has a long history of promoting the domestic market. It kept us going right through COVID, where we couldn't, you couldn't rely on any international business, and our travel business is no different. We've always supported the domestic market from a corporate side. So we have a big corporate travel agency business, but also now we're trying to promote a little bit more in the leisure or personal travel business.
Okay, we're going to take this off air for a second as I try and hustle up a trip to Zambezi Falls. This is Waterfalls with TLC. All right, TLC with Waterfalls on 98.4 Capital FM. My goodness, lakes, waterfalls, the beach. I just want to go somewhere. Luckily, I'm going to harass these two gentlemen here from Hemingway's Travel. And Yunia, come on. How about we get them to agree? Yeah?
But they have. You don't even have to finish. They
have. But will you come with me? Will you come with me?
With you?
Yunia,
well,
let's go on separate days.
Yeah.
You need a travel agent for that. Sort of sexy, I think.
Wow. You're not going to come with me to hold my hair when things get messy?
Yeah,
I need a mom to travel with. I'm not traveling alone. My goodness. Hemingway's Travel are in the studio with us. Good news, most tour operators are on course to make more revenue in 2022 than in 2019. So stay here as we grill the boys from Hemingway's Travel. It's time for the headlines and then the sports. Ross, Bossman. Are you going to read the sports?
I'll give it my best shot, yeah.
You're absolutely a CEO. You must be able to do this.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a newsreader.
Oh, yoy.
Listen. Preferably on TV, but my friend says I don't have the face for TV.
We need these jobs. We need these jobs. You can't take them, but we'll give you a go. We'll give you an audition. That's coming up on 98.4 Capital. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a connection when you travel. Now, Dr. Joseph Kitito, you are the MD of Hemingway's Travel.
Sure.
You're a doctor of philosophy in finance.
Yes, you're right.
Was your class like to make bank or not to make bank? That is the question. What is a doctor of philosophy in finance, and how is that related to travel?
Thank you.
Thank you for the most difficult question I've ever had.
Yeah, indeed. We all know that finance is everything we all need.
But the philosophy of finance, mine is around the exchange rate calculations and forward determination of the exchange rate. Of course, it's looking into the future. And travel, again, it's also looking into the future. So really, these things connect from the mindset thinking.
Now, I know my mum, when we were little, she had a little travel agency. That's like in the late 80s, early 90s. Hemingway's has always been part of my childhood. It's definitely a heritage brand, and it's super, super lovely. How are you going to be interested in my little one person trip to the coast, or is it more sort of corporate-y and kind of fancy to do what?
Yes, we are. In fact, what we are trying to bring into the market is personalized service.
Okay.
A touch of service whereby that one travel of yours that is key. Remember, you've saved for it, you've budgeted for it, you need to feel it.
Yes.
That's the feeling we come to bring into your life. That personalized travel with value of money and a team behind it, which is specialized skills team to remove all the frustrations in your travel. That one travel.
So, Dr. Kizito, I'm super indecisive as well. Are you telling me that Hemingway's travel, you're going to give me someone that I can call at all hours going, but babe, what shall I pack?
Yes, indeed. What we have seen within the pandemic, the COVID period, is that travel has changed. You need a safety net. You need a comfort zone. And you need to have proper information about health and safety. And what we have done, we are running a 24-hour service. Basically, that you're able to call during emergencies, during when things go wrong. You can imagine being tested positive in a foreign land. What do you do? Those are things that we sort for you to give you peace of mind.
What mostly happens when I go on holidays, especially on my own, things go wrong is like I lose my passport, I lose my will to live, I get together and then break up with someone in 2 to 3 days. So you're telling me I will always have someone to call and complain to.
We're not necessarily romance counsellors, but we can certainly help with the other things, Davina.
My passport, not my pride. Okay, that's fine. So where are you guys physically? Because I love that you're offering me someone who I can always call and be like, there is this issue, please help me, or just rather, sort it out, babe. But where are you physically?
Okay, let me take that up. Basically, we are located at Karen. Basically, we have a Karen office park. That's one of the site location. We also have a 24-hour office at the GKIA International Airport. We have also a 24-hour office, not a 24-hour as such, but we have an office at Mombasa International Airport. Basically, you look at these locations as strategic. Why? Mm-hmm. To create a touch point with our customers as they transit. Whichever journey you move, we want to connect you with at a point. So really, we are in those locations. And then we have global partners that represent us globally. So as Hemingway's Travel, we are Travel Leaders Partner, which represents 52,000 travel agents in the world. That means we can take you anywhere in this world with a touch.
So it's not just about Hemingway's Travel, keeping it to Hemingway's collection, Hemingway's group, those really beautiful, beautiful properties that you have under the umbrella. You are opening up the world and you are giving us someone to hold our hand as we go on our one-person trip to the...
Absolutely, we're not beholden to Hemingway's collection. We would love to send people all over the world, all over Kenya, to beautiful properties, beautiful experiences, and you know, we do operate the businesses independently, so you're not at risk of being forced into a stay at a Hemingway's collection property.
Fantastic. Let's take a little bit of a break. I do want to come back and grill you on the future of travel in Kenya. And again, yeah, basically where you're going to send me. Bam. So we have a question all the way from Papua New Guinea. Capital, hello.
It's Barak Aran from Papua New Guinea.
Hi, Barak.
I need to ask the panel, what exactly do they do in terms of loss of passenger cargo? When a traveler misses his or her cargo, what should it be in place? And what can the airline do to ensure that cargo will not get lost? Because some are valuable, even though the airline confirms that they can pay them. Some are very valuable. So this is something that keeps happening, and what do they need to put in place to ensure that this doesn't happen? Thank you.
Dude, I feel like any travel to Papua, to or from Papua New Guinea is going to be a risk, let's not lie. So what does Hemingway's Travel do for that? Rather, who can we complain to?
I think for Barack, two pieces of advice. One is make sure you get travel insurance first, so that if you're carrying valuable items in your luggage, presumably, that you are covered in the event it is lost and it's a worst-case scenario. But when you arrive at your destination and you're waiting for your luggage and it doesn't arrive, the first thing you need to do is go to the airline counter and report your lost luggage and get a receipt. When you've got that receipt, call your travel agent. If it's Hemingway's Travel, we can book you from PNG anywhere in the world.
No way.
Call your travel agent, and the travel agent, Hemingway's Travel, can help follow up with the airline to identify and locate your lost luggage and make sure you get it as soon as possible.
Basically, I want Hemingway's Travel to do all of the fighting for me, right?
Yes.
Because I'm jet-lagged, I'm cranky, I've lost all my stuff, I have no clothes to change into. I just want to be calling, I don't know who, Susan from Hemingway's Travel to be like, Susan, seriously. Seriously, I know it's not your fault, but it is today. So tell us a little bit about, listen, we've all been through the dreaded C word, COVID. That is the C word of the morning, boys. What is the country looking like now? Are guys coming back? Are the rich supermodels returning to take photos in Laikipia? Like, what's the vibe? What's the word on the street?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, indeed. We have gone through a quiet period during the COVID period, and there's quite a clear bounce back in terms of travel. What we have seen is that we have just a comparison of pre-COVID period, 2019, and today. So we are seeing that travel has gone to 85% levels of 2019, and more so domestic travel, actually a short 100% levels. What we are seeing is that people aren't able to travel, and really want to move. They've been in the house for long. They want to to see new destinations. They want to just change. So we're seeing a lot of appetite for travel. That's where we are seeing, that's a value proposition. Just to add you, to make it clear for you, especially for the gentleman, the lost luggage, there is a value proposition of a travel agent, and that is when things go wrong. When things go wrong, you basically just need one person to complain to and get things sorted. That's what the travel agent does, and that's what Hemingway's Travel will do for you. We cannot speak of those we don't know, but ourselves, we are confident we will sort that out. Domestically, travel is picking up. 85% and above of 2019 levels are coming. Hotels are getting filled up. Airlines are getting filled up. I was in Mombasa, and there were four flights, and none of them was available for check-in in terms of they had all been booked and fully located. So really, travel in the domestic market is upbeat.
Dr. Joseph Kisitu, the MD of Hemingway's Travel, you are a doctor of philosophy in finance. Big question. This is a big one. How much is Hemingway's Travel going to charge me to have someone that I can call at all hours to sort out my life?
Now, Hemingway's Travel doesn't charge anyhow. It charges in a structured manner. First, if you contract us to do your ticketing and issue a ticket, we charge what you call a service fee.
Mm-hmm.
A service fee is not a proportion of the ticket cost. If you do it through our online booking too, that one we charge 2% basically of that booking cost. That one is fixed, it's clear. If you do with us as a travel agent, basically contracting us to deal with you, we come and negotiate fees. They are not very high. They range to levels of, if you're doing domestic travel, 500 shillings. So really,
it's 500 not, bob? No
yes,
way.
Yes, it's domestic travel. It's not something out of reach. But what we do is that we want to get a value for that. Our money doesn't come from you, the customer. It's how we package the whole negotiation with supplier. The vendor negotiation is key for us to deliver a value. So we find we get bits and pieces from different providers, and we save you money. That is the proposition.
Listen, I love anything where I can do to do the work for me. Hemingway's Travel, killing it for 65 years and doing so much for so many messes like me. Hemingway's Travel, I will put up the details to contact Hemingway's Travel, but that is hemingways-travel.com or 0709-195-000. Now, Ross Evans, CEO of Hemingway's Travel, Hemingway's Travel are doing all of the heavy lifting and all of the hard work for travelers. I'm going to hand this over to you because I feel like you should be doing some of my work today. All you need to do is read the underlined sentence, okay? This is now me handing over. Let's see how Hemingway's Travel deals with radio.
In rugby, this is known as a hospital pass.
Hiya. Okay.
Are you an SME looking to scale? Join us at the launch of Africa's first global digital marketplace from the 20th to the 22nd of April 2022 at the Mövenpick Hotel. Get your tickets now on conference.smelink.app to connect with money, markets and mentors.
There you go, Hemingway's Travel, doing apparently everything now. Travel and radio, do not take my job. Let's head over to the news with Yunia. 98.4 Capital FM.